Oligarchy, a form of government in which power rests with a small number of people. These people may be distinguished by wealth, corporate, religious, political, or military control. Wikipedia. I'm sure my readers are as tired of Trump news as I am, but it keeps getting worse. Recent reports from the USA have many wondering if President Trump's grand plans include turning his country from a democracy into an oligarchy. Recent news suggests multi-billionaires are running the show, not Trump. As far as Canada is concerned, we have a reprieve from the 25% tariff that the US had planned for us. The tariffs have been postponed for a month while Prime Minister Trudeau and President Trump talk things over. This doesn't mean the trade war is over, it's a time out. A US spokesman earlier said Canada has misunderstood the tariff, it wasn't about the economy, it was about Canada letting so much fentanyl cross the border. Something I don't understand is why US border guards let the smugglers in, then blame us for letting them out. So far so good, taking a strong stand and everyone working together has sent the message that Canada is no pushover. What can we do as individuals? We can support the team, the PM, premiers, mayors and other groups who are working together to respond to the alarming situation. Parliament doesn't have to be recalled. Opposition parties can lend their expertise to the teams anytime they want to. Some sad news. Arnie Zimmerman has died. Arnie was well known, respected and appreciated in Williams Lake as a tireless community leader, working with many different local organizations. He will be missed. Wow. As I write this, we've finally been getting a taste of winter weather,